At the AgWorks User Conference, I'm visiting once again with Greg Duhacek. And Greg, the conference is kind of coming to a close. I know there's still a little bit of training time left for some of the users here, but now that we've been through a day with these customers years in here, how do you think things went?
Well, it was an interesting day, Chuck. I've been in the technology business for a long time, and it never fails. When you try to put on a production, something always goes wrong, and we had a little bit of internet trouble here at the conference hall, and that caused us to change up the schedule a little bit. But all in all, I think it was a good day. I think our purpose was to bring people in, give them an opportunity to see the new software, and then more than that, let them leave with that software in hand so they could play with it and get a feel for it themselves personally. And we had to juggle the schedule a little bit, but that's what we ended up doing. So, good day.
Well, as I learned, I guess, today in another interview that I did, it's you're looking at an actual official launch January of 2015 for the AgOS software?
Yeah, that's correct. We've got a number of customers that are working in a beta mode with AgOS and will be throughout the balance of the year. Probably be adding another handful to that group. But officially, the product will come out January of 2015.
So having the group that's here have a chance to, through a little custom network you set up here, work with this, at least the beta version here, what kind of feedback or what were the things maybe you overheard as you were here in the room with them?
Sure. Well, the feedback was positive. We've been talking about this product for a couple of years, and so for these people to be able to install it on their machines and play with it and see some of the features that we've added even since last year, the reaction was positive. People are excited to get their hands on it and really be able to start thinking about replacing the multiple pieces of software that they're using to run their business today.
Well, that, as I think you started out telling us today, is the theme, and I like that. It's a simple one, which is simplify right. And unify the software.
Yeah, that's right. That's been something, again, being in the software business for as long as I have, something that really struck me when I started was the complexity of something that really ought to be simple, and that's managing the agronomy division of the retailer. Now, that's not any small task. It's a complex business, but the way software has been built traditionally, it has been built in a record-keeping fashion. It is not built to enable people to do their jobs efficiently, and that was our number one mission, was to bring those pieces together, but even more than that, to make it simple and something we say around here, get the software out of the way.
Did you already get any, in this feedback, any ideas for, well, there's another feature we might want to have in the future?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the exciting things about being in this business. It's change is a constant, and we look forward to that feedback. It's what our future versions are built from, and opening it up to our users and getting that feedback is it always happens, and it's always welcome, and it's what makes our product built for the future.
So when these folks head on home, what is it you would most like them to be thinking when they think of AgWorks in their time here?
Well, there's a couple of things. I think our perspective on the business, the buy ag retail for ag retail angle is an important message for us to convey. We were recently at InfoAg a couple weeks ago, and there's no shortage of options for these customers to find vendors, software vendors. There was probably 100 vendors there. So we feel like our roots in agriculture, the fact that we've done a number of these jobs ourselves throughout our staff, really sets us apart. So that's probably the main thing, that we understand the business. We have the technical expertise to build the tools to facilitate our customers to do their jobs. But I also want them to understand that we're going to be here for the long haul. Being in this space, is this market space, as a technology provider, is it's an exciting place to be. Ag is a great place to be. And with our heritage, with the MacGregor Company's ownership, we're not going anywhere, and I want them to understand that, and I want them to be thinking about looking at us for more and more of their business from a technology perspective.
Well, it has been very interesting for an ag nerd like me to be in a room full of other ag nerds, because I think we can pretty well identify everybody here in that realm, looking at all the devices, which we had a big variety. So thank you very much to AgWorks for having me come into the conference to cover it and help share the story. That is Greg Duhacek, he was president of AgWorks, and we're closing things out here in Davenport, Iowa. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.